total disappointment because we've dominated the game. And again, it's down to cheap goals being given away. But the application and the attitude that the players showed and the quality at times, it just wasn't our night. Blatant penalty, as hopefully you've seen from the stands. Everybody in the ground seen it, apart from the referee and the linesman.
Give us your take on it, what you've seen.
Playing handball. I've just seen it now back on the DVD. I've watched a few bits back, and I'm going to pop in and see the ref after 30 minutes. It's not going to change the result, but it'll make me feel a lot better because we've been robbed tonight, in my eyes. The goal disallowed is not a foul. The keeper just drops the ball. It's definitely a blatant penalty. It's incredible. We've got six players with their arms in the air. That's the way it seems to be going, but we kept going. We kept believing that we could get back in it, but we didn't quite manage that.
So you feel justice hasn't been done tonight?
No, I'm pleased with the performance tonight. The fans won't be, I know that, because it's another defeat, but from my point of view, I couldn't have asked anything more from the players apart from, again, doing the basics right in both boxes. We've created opportunities, two goals disallowed, a blatant penalty, and to be fair, for me, Notts County have huffed and puffed and played on the counter-attack, but we've dominated the ball at times, created opportunities, but not put them away. And the referee for me tonight, I'm not one to blame referees, but he's not done his job tonight.
You talk about the fans, there were boos at the end of this tonight. What's your reaction to that?
We've lost a game of football, so that's what you expect nowadays at any stadium. Hopefully they'll go away and rethink that, because the performance has been good. They're probably laughing at me now as they're driving away in the car, but it's been a positive performance tonight. The result's not gone our way, but I just said to the players in there, if we've got to keep that belief, we've got to keep the application and attitude like we had tonight, and if we do that and we cut out the individual errors, we will win football matches.
You've taken the lead through Paddy Madden. At that stage, what are you thinking?
Go and get the next goal. We spoke about that before the game. We have been guilty of probably sitting back a little bit or worrying a little bit, which is understandable when you're at the wrong end of the table. But no, I wanted the players to be brave tonight and go and get that second goal. But again, their first goal's come from a poor decision. It should have been a goal kick, and it ends up being a corner. Again, we've not done his job on the edge of the box right, but it should be a goal kick. So again, another one the referee and linesman have got wrong tonight.
Then they score on the counter-attack. How disappointing for you as a manager is that, to be beaten like that?
Yeah, it is disappointing. But you'd probably say 99 times out of 100, the midfield player who's right-footed wouldn't hit a 45-yard diagonal pass. The first touch from the lad who scores is outstanding, and he lifts it over Bobby. It's an outstanding goal from Notts County's point of view. Disappointing for us. It's obviously our set play. We need to seal the box off better than we did. But they've still got a long way to go, and it is a terrific finish from the lad that was totally against the run of play.
Three games on the trot now where you've lost from a winning position. It was something that haunted you last season as well. Why can't you hold on to a lead at the moment as a team?
Just individual errors. Again, it's doing your jobs right in the box. At 1-0, we've got to make sure, even though it should have been a goal kick, the referee gives the corner. We have to deal better with the corner. We're dealing with first phases of corners, but we're not dealing with the second and third phase corner. That's what happened on Saturday, and it's happened again tonight. It's just individuals not locking onto people on the edge of the box and seeing out. But again, you have to say from the lad's point of view, it's a terrific finish. He stuck it in our top corner, and that is the difference as you go up the levels.
The substitutions you've made, you've left until late on in the game. What's your thinking behind that? What's going through your mind with the changes?
No need to change. We're totally on top. And sometimes when you change, you lose that impetus, you lose that drive. You make changes for changing sake. And I didn't feel I needed to do that tonight. I thought we were the team most likely looking to score to get the next goal. So everybody's performing well out there. We were the dominant team for me. So, didn't need to make the changes. Obviously, freshened it up with all three towards the end, but not to be.
Looking ahead with the next game in mind, back in the league against Gillingham, what can you take as a positive from this?
I think we'd take lots. It's hard for the players at the moment to come out there and perform. I've asked them to be brave, which again's difficult to do sometimes when you're at the wrong end of the table. Be brave with the ball, pass the ball and move the ball. We've done that again tonight. It's just cutting out the individual errors and getting back to the basics of getting clean sheets. We had lots of clean sheets, I think 22 last season. We can't buy one at the moment. That's been the most disappointing aspect of it. It's not down to formations or tactics. It's just down to people, individual people in different games not doing the job properly.
How much does it disappoint you, the opportunity lost tonight, to progress a step further to a Wembley final?
Yeah, it disappoints us usually, because we've got players in there who've tasted success. You know, we've got Bobby and Sean from Peterborough. Only last season they won the final against Chesterfield. Paddy Madden did the same against Yeovil. So we spoke about that before the game. We know how important it is to try and get through these early rounds. There's never big crowds, but you get beyond this point and the crowds start turning up because they get that little smell of Wembley. So yeah, usually disappointed.
How can you get the dissenters back on side now, Ross?
Winning games, that's the only way you can do it. And if that means grinding out a scrappy 1-0 win, that's what we have to do. But we've certainly done enough tonight to win that football match. I'm sure if the fans are honest with themselves, they're disappointed with the result. But I don't think they could have asked much more from the players tonight.
OK. Looking ahead to Saturday's game, will you have anyone back? Lyle Taylor, for instance?
We hope so. We hope he's going to do some more work tomorrow. We're in tomorrow, so Lyle will do some work with a group who's not played. The other lads will obviously have a recovery session tomorrow. And then we'll look at him from there. Fingers crossed he might be available for the weekend.
How likely Dion Burton, because I'm sure he'd love to play against his former club, wouldn't he? Could he be back after having these injections now?
He's had a couple of days training. But we have to remember he's been out 7 weeks. It's a long time. It's a big ask as well. He's chomping at the bit. He wanted to be involved tonight. But again, we have to be so careful. We've had that many injuries that, again, we don't want breakdowns. But again, he's chomping at the bit. He wants to get out there and help the cause.
OK. Is there any extra emphasis on getting a result from that Gillingham game now on Saturday?
It's always important to get wins. We're at the wrong end of the table. We know that. The table doesn't lie. That's where we are, and we have to deal with that. But I think the players at the moment are dealing with that really well, performance-wise, certainly tonight. And we go again. We brush ourselves down. We stay positive and strong, and we go again at Gillingham.